Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited Tracy's here. I'm just so excited we're all here. It is a wonderful day. It's the first Friday. It's August 2nd. It's first Friday in August. So,
man,
I know.
August.
Think about it too much, it scares me because it's like, where did everything go? We're going to be at the end of the year very quickly.
Yeah. I saw this post that somebody put up on social media. It said, this is how the year has gone. January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
That's
pretty much. Wow.
Absolutely. I know. It's like, I remember when I was younger, because I keep thinking, it's like, I see people out, and it's like, this is summer. This is their summer break. This is like when I was a kid, you know, this was, everything was about the summer. I was swimming, and I was doing things, and it was always so, so hot, because I was always outside. And I'm like, it's not like that now. Is it me, or is it?
Did it change? What happened?
So, because I'll see people acting like summer stuff, but I'm not there. So I don't know.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures of people on vacations. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it's summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But
so, not sure what that was, okay.
We're all trying to figure out what just flashed in front of us, but
yes.
All right.
Don't play with us.
It was our lives just for a moment. So we were talking about how they're flashing by.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's what that was. Oh, then we can catch it.
Turns out it's September now.
Yeah. Well, part of it is probably because of the nature of our work, and we plan way out. You know, I don't know about you, but I plan we're planning a next year in the middle of the year, so it's like a year ahead. And so it's hard to stay oriented to where we are now when we're planning all those things out here.
Yeah. We got to keep Julia in the now. Yes. Be present.
Okay. Well, I mean, so yeah, I don't really know. Well, let's see, we're back to the when, where, who, are. Anybody else feel like that? You know?
Yeah. I saw a few hands raise. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Very quickly, speaking of planning things out, we have a lot of things coming up. Like I leave in a week from today. I will be going to our England class. It'll be in Oxford. It'll be a level 2 class. And then we will go to all these wonderful sacred sites after the class is part of it. And we go to Stonehenge and Avebury and several hinges. And I'll be having I'll be talking to Maria Wheatley, who will be taking us on these sacred sites. I'll talk to her here in a few days, and we'll get that show up probably within the next week. So that's exciting. She douses for ley lines, and she'll show us where all the ley lines go. And it's really, really cool when you understand how these lines move from one of these sites to another, and they converge, and it's really interesting how all these sites are built right on usually nexus points of these.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud the people that figured that out. That had to be
quite
the project.
Oh, absolutely. Because, I mean, cause they show where they go all around the world. So it's like somebody or some people must have gone all around the world doing this, you know, just figuring
it all out.
And assessing these energy, their energy lines is what they are. And then there are masculine lines and feminine lines and Michael lines. And
wow.
So it's over my head. I'm glad somebody knows how to do it, because it is really, really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so then we go from there, we'll go on to Gibraltar, which is the very southern tip of Spain, and to the Rock of Gibraltar.
Yay!
On the rock. we'll be doing a level 1 class, so live level 1. So that is going to be exciting. And after that, on that bonus day, we call them bonus excursion day. After that class, we'll be going to Morocco.
Ooh,
I don't even know what to do with that. Morocco. What do you do with
that? I know.
That?
I don't know. It sounds like a maraca. So
that's... Oh, there you go. Yeah, it's something. It's
maraca.
And to Tangier, and we'll be doing a camel ride on the beach.
Which we are promised a video of, by the way.
Yeah. Of someone.
Yeah.
I think I can get an actor.
maybe you can, and then get somebody to Photoshop your face onto it, and you'll be like, you know, we want the real footage, sister.
Hanging on.
That's right.
It's a fun thing. These are all wonderful new experiences, and that's why we do these things. They're wonderful new experiences. They're sacred sites. They're great for gathering people together and creating wonderful community. We have the best people. I'll just say it. We have them. We draw them. It's just wonderful. The group of practitioners in QHHD and the people that want to come, because it's not just practitioners that come to these. I mean, sometimes other people, they just say, hey, we just want to be with you, and that is perfectly okay. So we welcome you.
We want you to be with us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, we have the best time, and we want you to be there with us, because it's not the same if you're not there.
That's right. Yeah. And your experience when you get there is going to be very activating. It is a very activating experience. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Take the journey. If you're feeling the call, take the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's then. Okay, then September, we'll be doing classes here in the States. We'll do a level 2 class in Mount Shasta. So the same thing.
Yay!
You know, have you heard about the things that go on in that mountain? So we'll be doing the level 2 class, and we'll do our excursion there. We'll have a hike. We'll have a sound healing. We'll have the singing. What was it? The bowls, the crystal bowls. And then we'll also have, and this is all part of the class as far as our excursion and our reunion. We're having that as well. So we're kind of combining these things. We'll be doing ecstatic dancing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We do that on here.
We do. That's why I said, we'll just do our thing. We just do our normal dancing. And we're always doing it. We'll be doing that. So we'll have an ecstatic dance party. And then the next day is when we hike on the mountain. And then the next day is when we get together and we actually do it's like the official reunion. But we'll also have Charmian Redwood. She'll be doing the hike, one of the hikes on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, she'll be doing a journey. She'll take us into the mountain through journeying into Telos and... she said, some lord, and I apologize for not remembering.
And I know who you're talking about too, and I can't think of it. Anyway.
Okay, good. I'm glad you, because it was new to me. So anyway, it's going to be really exciting. So it's this whole meditation journey and where we're taken in and explore that, see what we see.
Yeah, that's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. And then we'll have demonstrations of some sessions and that reunion as well. And if you want to come to that, see, these are things that you can come to if you're not a practitioner. We welcome you to this part of our practice, of our class. So, and reunions, anybody's welcome. We always.
And if you're a practitioner listening to this show, come to the reunion. We want to see you.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. We want to see you.
We've got a hug waiting.
Probably more than one.
Yeah. Maybe 5.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah, Kaya has his way. It'll be at least 10.
So, there you go. 10 hugs coming for you.
Yeah. And then we go from there to Atlanta, Georgia.
And do
another live level 1. So if you want to do level 1 live, here's your opportunity. We've got 2 coming up right back to back. You know, one's in Spain and one's right here in the United States. So
we get fantastic.
I don't want to hear it. You say they're never around me. Got one in Europe, we got one over here. So
that's right.
Okay. And then in October is kind of actually a few weeks. We get a few weeks that we're not doing anything. Not doing traveling.
Don't say that out loud. Somebody's gonna fill in that blank.
Yeah. I didn't say that. We are still working. We just may not be traveling. But in November, be going to Cannes, France. to do a level two class. Very exciting. And then December, we'll finish out the year with going to Egypt.
Woo! Yeah. So fun. And apparently my dog has something to say about that. Well, so,
you know, these sacred sites, they do that. They do that to everyone, all beings. So, okay. Well, so as we, you know, Tracy and I, we tend to communicate a lot.
Even when we're not realizing it.
Yeah. Gab might be another word. I don't know. We just do a lot of things. And so we discover all these different things through our own life experience. Because if we're having these things, then we figure other people might be having these situations, and this might be helpful information. So it's not like we're just here going, hey, people, get your act together because we're so smart, you know?
No.
It's, hey,
maybe we have this going on. Maybe you do too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, and it's really interesting the way the universe is always just puts it in right in front of our nose so that we have to look at it. We have to deal with it.
Is that why we do that?
It might be. It might be. And if you make my nose itch.
That's true.
If you get that thing going. See?
Exactly.
I wasn't even thinking about it. Now it's doing it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I think we figured out that that's higher vibration. Something's happening high vibrational-wise when the nose goes crazy like that. So either maybe other... It's just us raising, that's like us raising vibration, or high vibration is around, or beings, or something. But something where that nose is just picking up.
It does. It starts to itch, and we just go with it.
And it's a wild itch. I mean, it's like it's relentless.
Yes, you can't leave it alone. We're going to rub it.
Yeah,
we're going to be.
Okay, let's stop talking about it. Anyway.
Maybe I could get her to yawn. You guys want me to try that?
A glass of water here that I can throw at you. But then it might hurt my computer. So.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Okay. So what's been going on? Like, I'll just, you know, in very general terms, but just say a little bit about it is, you know, we have these things that happen, and we realize that they're, I mean, basically what they are patterns, you know, they're just patterns or behaviors that just keep coming up and coming up and coming up. And we are just there dealing with them all the time and not even realizing that there's something, I mean, we're dealing with them like on a periphery level, on just a very surface level. We just keep going through all the motions. And it's not until you actually look at it, because it's come up for the 50 millionth time, that it's like, what are you trying to tell me? What, you know, it's like, what is it I need to know? And then all of a sudden you realize, or I did anyway, when we looked at it, this is something that's been going on the entire life and probably lifetimes, but definitely through life. It's a pattern. It's something that probably started, oh my gosh, in childhood or something. And it's just continued. It was through different ways of reacting. This is how we were taught, or this is how we learned. This is how we, you know, we had it by example. And we'll give some examples here as to what I'm talking about so that it's not completely cryptic. You know, it's like, I know what I'm talking
about. I'm kind of enjoying the cryptic part. where is she going with that?
Yeah, exactly. And nice. this is one of the hugely valuable things that happens in a QHHT session. Is in that very beginning, is in the interview, we call it the interview, is that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the person's, we're having them tell their entire story, just tell your life. And then that's what we can start looking for, is we're just seeing. What you'll see, actually, is that you've got events, you've got things that just keep coming up over and over and over again. And until you figure it out, it's going to keep coming up until you figure out what it is you want to learn from it. And you know, then it's going to keep happening, you know, and we get it pushed under the rug for a little while, and then it comes back, and it's like, oh, man, I thought I was done with that.
Well, and it really does sound like that. Oh, man.
Yeah. I was like, man, really? I really thought I was done with you.
You don't know how many times I've heard people say, oh, no, I've already worked on that. I already cleared that. And it's like, mm-hmm. well, now we got the next layer. Exactly. So let's do it again.
Yeah, it must not be. I mean, it's like, but you're right. You know, and what happens is it'll keep coming back. It comes back a little louder, a little louder, a little bigger. It's like, you haven't gotten it yet. You know, if it's still coming back, you haven't figured it out yet. You haven't cleared it. You haven't. You may have gone, ooh, boy, this is what they're saying. You may have gone through the motions.
Ah.
Ooh. Sorry, that was for somebody. I'm sorry. for the motions, but it's not done. You didn't do it. You know, it's like, this isn't, what's that term? It's not lip service. This isn't lip service. It's not something, it's like, da 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 da, I did it, you know, okay, done.
I looked at that. I'm over it now.
Because something that continually comes up, especially if it's something that's been going on your entire life, it's got a lot of deep roots. And it you've got to get down to the basis of it. And there's probably a lot of emotion there. There's a lot of, usually forgiveness that has to go on. There's just a lot of, you got to get in deep and look at it all. And the biggest forgiveness is with yourself.
Yeah.
The hardest one for me. I always forget myself, first of all.
Oh.
I'm forgiving, you know, everybody else, and I'm forgiving all the things and all the everything around, but then I'll forget me. I'll forget to forgive myself.
Yeah. And we if we're part of it, we played a part in it, right? Absolutely. So
yes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And actually, when somebody told me it was in the middle of a massage, I was just like, what is that? I had a thing in my back. It was really, really sore when she was working on it. I'm like, well, okay, metaphysically, what could that be? And she goes, oh, that's emotions that are just stuck in there, you know, and it was a situation that was going on at that time. And then I'm like, okay, so what do I do with that or thing? And she's like, talk about forgiveness. I'm like, yeah, I've forgiven everybody or thing and blah, blah. She goes, have you forgiven yourself? I'm like, And then she's like, another thing is like, you know, it's like, have you forgiven yourself? And she just came out with this right word. It's right, the right phrase. And I just started crying. And it was like, there we go. There it came through. And it was like, have you forgiven yourself for allowing it to continue?
Exactly.
Yes. And that was it. That was what I was upset about, is my part in allowing it to continue.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what did I do? Well, you
allowed it.
You haven't stepped up yet and said no.
Exactly. So see how that
kind of puts it back in your lap, doesn't it?
It does, and it shows you more specifically what it is you need to do. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I've forgiven the world. My gosh, you know, and I forgive myself. But it was like, that was so to the point. Not, I get it now. Okay.
One of my favorite sayings around that is, things aren't happening to you, they're happening for you. And it really is true. You know, maybe the chaos is happening. Maybe somebody is being mean or said something sensitive, you know, whatever it might be. But when you look at, well, what is my reaction been? Why does this keep happening? Why does this keep happening? Well, then look at why. What is your reaction? What have you done in the past? Did it work? Obviously not. It's back. What can you do different? Why is this happening for you? Why is it showing up?
And that's your biggest indicator. If you have a reaction, reacting to it, then that's indicating it's not done.
It's a trigger.
It's a trigger, exactly. It's your trigger. It's still triggering you. There's something still there. So, if you're getting an emotional reaction, and if you get riled up, there's something there. So you need to look at it. I'm not going to say you have to, but it's better for you if you do, but it's really good. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's like, why is that creating that reaction?
Right. Yeah.
And it's, you keep going with it.
Yeah. Triggers are the biggest indicator, and it's definitely the hardest. It's hard to look at that because you feel like something's happening to you. Like, why can't you catch a break? Yeah. You know, why do people treat me like this? Why do people do this? Why is this always happen? Why is it every time I get here, then something, two steps forward or one step forward, two steps back, or whatever that saying is, you know, and victim, victim, it's happening victim, to me, victim, victim.
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, I know. I mean, it's so easy to go there. It is so easy. Yeah.
But remember, we're not talking to you guys like we're owning that we've done it.
We've done it 2 days ago. That's why we're like, okay, this probably would be a good subject. Yeah. So, yeah, it's absolutely. And it's just, if we've done it, like we said, you know, in some sense, it's not as obvious. It just isn't there until all of a sudden that light bulb goes on.
So,
okay. I got to work now.
That's mine. Damn it. The best one is when somebody really does something that could be hurtful. Mm-hmm. And I've done this where it's like, okay, that happened. That hurt my feelings. I need to go look at why. Where is that coming from? And I have a certain group of people, you being one of them, that I'll call and talk this out with, right? And I have one friend that goes, how do you do that? I said, what? And they go, well, that was kind of a bad thing to do. I was trying to keep the language clean. And it seemed kind of mean. Mm-hmm. How do you not be mad at that person? I said, because they're playing their role perfectly. They did exactly what they were supposed to do to get my reaction, get my trigger so that I can look at it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then, and if you can evolve that, then it never actually, it doesn't have to affect your friendships or your relationships if you can go look at why that triggered you. But you have to be in a relationship where they're going to do the same thing. You know, they got to go look at why things are triggering them as well. But, yeah. You know, it was, wasn't that long ago I went through something like that, and I was looking at it and had to go process where is this growth for me? How can I learn and expand and heal something here? And it really did make the friendship stronger in the end, because I was able to work through my part of it. And so it can really be a benefit if you're willing to look at your stuff and not be so eager to point the finger at someone else. Yeah. And why did it hurt? Why did that trigger you?
Why is it creating this reaction? There's a reason. It's not because they're being so mean. It's, you know, your reaction. You're the one that's in control of your reaction. So why is it creating that reaction? It's something.
Yeah.
There's something there. And they may be being mean. I mean, but that's on them. That part is. But your reaction is on you. That's because
you may choose to walk away from that relationship because of that. Maybe that is what you were supposed to do, is stand up for yourself and walk away. But you know that I'm going to segue this into the title of the show, which is, you know, clearing the learned behaviors. When I reflected on that, that was a learned behavior. That was something that over the years of childhood, I integrated this behavior, this reaction towards that particular kind of action itself. And so it was a learned behavior. I had to go back and reassess that and be like, oh, I remember back when I was in school and this happened and I felt left out or hurt or whatever. And this is mirroring that to me. And apparently I never healed that. So I need to go look at that and shift. Boom. You can shift it. Even just having the aha moment of what it was is all you need to shift it.
That awareness of it. And exactly. Yeah. And so that's why it really is good to look. Where did this come from? And that's what I'm saying. If you can get back to your life and look through the whole thing, that's where it's very helpful to see where these points happen. Where did it start? Where did it keep repeating?
Yeah.
And this is like when this happens, you do this, and see, it's just a repeating pattern. And once you realize that, then you're like, oh, well, I don't need to do that.
Exactly. And it can be as easy as making that decision. Oh, I don't need to react like that, or it's not personal. They didn't do that to, you know, hurt me or do something. They're just doing their thing, and that's okay.
I chose to react to it, and it's not benefiting me to do this. And this has to be done. It really is helpful if you can pull yourself away emotionally from it, not be right in the middle of it, because that's hard when you're right in the middle of the forest and you're trying to navigate these things. If you can pull above and get more of a subjective view of it, then it makes it a lot easier. You have the emotions removed, and then you can look at it much more objectively and see exactly what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's, you know, if you don't, I guess part of what I want to segue into too is when you don't do the homework around these things, then these feelings, these emotions get buried. Mm-hmm. They get, we hold on to them. We put them in that etherical closet or whatever, and then they become symptoms. And that's where I'm going to segue into this book. Okay. Beautiful Woman wrote this book. Yes, Soul Speak by Julia Cannon. This book helps so much on those levels because we've all done that over the years. We've all taken these things that have hurt our feelings and whatever else, and we've buried them. And then eventually they're like a little festering wound that wants to be, feelings want to be felt, right? And so if you haven't felt them, then they're going to start surfacing as a symptom. And
right. Yeah. And this is something I say in there is that, you know, we've been, this is another learned thing. We've been taught that it's not okay to have feelings, to express emotions, to feel the hurt, to feel down, to feel, you know, anything bad, you know, so right. It's like you need to take a pill so you can numb yourself out so you don't feel anything. Well, this is why we came here. I mean, we stayed on the spirit side and learned in theory all of this stuff, but we chose to come here to Earth or to this plane so that we can learn and gather, you know, more experience. You get like 10 times the learning and the experience and everything if you come here and get the practical side of it rather than the theory side of it. And so that's why we chose. And the reason we come to Earth is to learn. It's because of the gamut, the huge array of emotions. And we want to learn emotions and limitations. And so here we get here, and then we start taking pills to numb out our emotions. It's like, what?
Right.
No, we just stuff them down. It's like, no, we can't have those things. That's why we're here.
You need another book that says permission to be mad.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's okay to be mad. And what you do is you allow that to run through you. It's not going to stay there forever.
Not at all. It'll run through quickly if you just let it happen.
Stuffing it in, it will. It'll just sit in there and fester and fester and fester, and it will turn into something outrageous, like a disease or cancer. Cancer is anger that's been festering for a very, very long time. So
that's arthritis, same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. All these anger points, anything that's irritating, you know. I mean, all you have to do is look at how it's manifesting, and then that'll give you a really good idea about where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Emotion is behind the whole thing. And so if you will just allow, like you said, it'll go through very quickly. Your mad will be gone very quickly if you will just feel it. Just go ahead, allow yourself to feel it and run through. Emotions are meant to just run through your body. Boom, they're gone. But they tend to get stuck right in the middle. So all these gut issues is because they're not processing. They're not digesting. See?
Yeah.
Literal that is, it's not moving through, it's just stuck in there. You just gotta let these things move. All the good ones too. I mean, we feel them. It's okay to be elated and excited and overjoyed. Feel it, feel the love. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, feel it, guys. One of the things I just want to do in this moment, because it's becoming so clear just listening to you talk about it, is sometimes it's hard for us to identify, okay, so I got this ache, this pain, this thing that's going on, this feeling. I don't know how to identify it. This woman here has taught so many people a technique. It's called QHHT, and it is an amazing way to find these answers. It's an amazing way to clear this energy out of your body. It's an amazing way to heal those aches and pains because the practitioner will take you there, and they will take you into they were trained to take you into this. And to help you find why is that symptom there, what do you need to release? So go to QHHTOfficial.com. Go to find a practitioner and find one in your area. If you are struggling, go get a session.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it starts with this. If you'll just open your mind to knowing that there's more than what they want us to believe, what the TV wants us to believe, the media, the whole that institution, It's like, oh, it's an ache and pain or something, and just and it can be fixed with a pill. It can be fixed with some medication. It's trying to tell you something. It wants you to look at it. So explore it. And that's what these sessions, that's what they're all about. If you look at it, you will understand why it's there. And once you have the understanding, you don't need it anymore, and it goes away. That's the beauty.
And we've seen it over and over.
Over and over and over.
I've experienced it.
Yeah, what people would call miracles, miraculous healing, that's all it is. It's just understanding. That's all you have to do is understand what it is it's trying to tell you, what it is it's trying to show you, what it wants you to look at. Once you get that and you start doing it, then it goes away because it's not the message isn't needed anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the simplicity of it, I think it sometimes things are so simple, but that's how the universe is. It's very, very simple. It is not complicated. And so I think sometimes we as human beings want it to be more complex. It's like it's got to be more than that. That's too simple. That can't be all it is. But that is all it is. That is how it is. And that's the beauty of it. And that's how simple it is to heal yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to. It's actually quite empowering to be able to go in and find these answers and do this exploration and to move that energy. And then you can't even sometimes even explain what that feels like when you can move through something that was so intense and so in your face. You know, it's like this just keeps coming at me and it's not going away. And so you look at it or you deal with it and, you know, just allow yourself to talk to your body. Open your mind to that idea that your body will talk back to you.
Yes, it
will. Be nice to your body. Yeah.
Yeah, and here's that's a close one for me. I had a point, this has been about 5 years ago, that I was really beating up on myself, not even realizing it, but my body was really talking to me. And finally, when I understood what it was telling me, that's what it was telling me. It's like, you really don't like me.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want me to exist anymore. And I was just really beaten up on myself. And not literally, but
you know, emotionally. Yeah.
So yes. And it's like, and it was for something that had happened years and years before that I had already gotten through. I'd already made it through. You know, you think I'd be proud of myself for surviving really, making it through what I did. And instead I was punishing myself. And so that's something to look at. If you've got something going on, it's like maybe you're doing that, you know. It's like, because here was my thing. I'm going to get really, really down in the nitty-gritty here. I was a good person. I saw myself. I was the good child. I was very always honest. I'm the good child. I'm the good person. I always do everything right. I try to do so hard to do everything right. And I want to be as good as I can be. And then something bad happens. And it's like, but I'm a good person. See, that was not a great, wasn't computing. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm a good person. That, why is that happening? It must mean that there's something bad in me. And so, so I think that's where it came from. It's like, well, if that happened, okay, and I'm believing my own little story here now going.
That's another show, our story. Yeah.
And so it's like, well, then there's something wrong with me. If this happened, there's a reason for it. And that means that I must not be very good. I must not be who I thought I was. And see, that was the beginning. That was how I was beating up on myself. And so, in fact, what was going on, actually the bottom underlying thing is actual self-loathing. So that was the point I'd gotten to. And so to get out of that, once I understood it, then it was all about loving myself and really appreciating my body. My body was really having a hard time. It was feeling it. It was really bad. And it was like it was trying to take the whole thing down. It's like, no, okay, I love you. I love you, body. I love you, heart. I love you, lungs. I love you, legs. I was having so much trouble with my knees. I thought I was going to have knee surgery. So it's like, I love you, knees. Oh my gosh, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You take me, you hold me up during these classes. You are wonderful support. You are, so it's like every part of my body, I'm just thanking it and I'm loving it. And the beautiful thing is that the body responds very quickly when it hears love, when it hears appreciation.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, I mean, it's just going to follow through with whatever it is you're saying to it. If you don't like it, you want it, you're trying to beat it up, well, it's just going to go down that road. But when you start saying, hey, I love you, and I really appreciate what you're doing for me, then it's like going, oh, okay. All right. Right. On that road, you know? And so it shifts very quickly. And so, and it didn't take very long at all. And I was completely, I mean, all the symptoms were completely gone and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just amazing to me that I was in that situation, you know. But it,
well, yeah, and your energy levels go up and your desire to do things goes up because you're not sitting in that other energy anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's really just, it's understanding. It's just becoming aware and getting into that different place of awareness with yourself. Because that, and the way I got the message for that is, different people were coming to me. I mean, two different people in classes were coming to me with the same symptoms. Huh. You know, see, and that's where we get that mirror where it's like, if we won't look at it in ourselves, then the universe will provide people to come to us to cause us to analyze. So I was in helping him understand what they were going through. Then I was helping myself. And I was also realizing, okay, I get it. You're trying to send me the message to get this, you know, this is what it is. And then it was very perfectly clear what it was. And then it was up to me to do my part. Because once I understood it was self-loathing, self-hatred, I had, and then it's like, okay, it's easy to figure out, okay, I need to love myself.
Yeah. But that's hard when you find out you don't.
That was a hard pill to swallow. Yes, it was a hard one to swallow when I was like, ouch. You know, it was easy for me to work with them, but then I knew it was my own message too. And I was like, okay. Yeah.
How many times though have we been brought our messages through other people though?
Yeah. And I thought I was a good person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still in that place. And it's like, you know, I don't think it's about being a good person anymore. I think it's just about loving ourselves and being the person that we enjoy being. And it just naturally you shine your light and you spread love and the good bad thing, you know, that's one of those little learned behavior things that we get in, you know.
Right.
I just wanted to be a good child for my parents, you know. It was that something from the parents is be a good girl. I'm a good girl. You know, that was my big thing. I want to be a good girl.
Right.
And that
got to make mama happy.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to make mama happy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So see, and that started really, really young, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying is you know, and then it keeps going and going. And I sabotaged so many relationships just on that.
You know? Right. Well, and you say sabotage, but really, I guess that's the word that we would use for it. But yeah, I mean, We create subconsciously the scenario that plays out our story.
Yeah, exactly.
So So your relationships went exactly the way they were supposed to keep showing you what's going on.
Probably so. And it's like, but I wasn't understanding the message at that time, so they were just coming in, they kept coming in, and then it would go south. Coming in and go south. But it was that same scenario that was playing out and me not looking at it. Me just going, oh, you know, there's another crappy relationship.
Yeah. Why are all men like this?
Yeah. So, you know, and then more recently, you know, of course, as I get a better understanding of how things work, then it's like, okay, that's what you're teaching me. Okay. Like, really? We got to go through that again?
Okay. We're going to flip this coin because that goes the other way too. When you see somebody that you absolutely adore and you're just like, oh my gosh, I want to grow up and be like you one day, they're your mirror too.
That's true.
And so you do got to look at the mirror. The mirror is a good thing too when you're surrounding yourself with people you love.
Yeah. Very good point. It's not just the you know, it's good stuff too, because that's reflect. So here's another way of putting it. It's reflecting, all the people around you are reflecting how you are feeling about yourself and how you're working with yourself.
Yeah.
So if you've got all these, you know, really good relationships and good things going on, then that's showing you what kind of relationship you have with yourself, what's going on with yourself. But if you do have some of these that pop up that are really challenging, then that's something in yourself that you're wanting to look at. And this is you wanting to do it. It's not some big God, evil spirit in the sky that's going, here, we will you know, going to torture you right now to get you to understand this. No, this is our higher self, our bigger self, that the part of us that knows everything, that sent this piece down of itself down to be our us. And it's like, okay, I'm here with you, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to play this out and learn and grow, and then, you know, so this is the part of us. It's just us. It's the bigger part of ourselves that is doing this with ourselves. Did that make any sense at all?
No. Can you do that again?
No. I know when I say it, I got the picture in my mind, and sometimes I hear myself saying, bigger part, lower part, ourselves. Over again, it's like, that probably makes no sense.
Makes sense. It makes so much sense. Yes. Yes. This is something we design for ourselves. We put it in our path. We are drawing into our reality the people that are going to serve us and help us evolve. And we may not like it. We may not like it at all. But it's that higher self knows what it's doing, because it knows what our goal is, what we're trying to accomplish in this life. So
as you were saying that, they were saying, my higher self so was saying, yeah, remember, it's all about you.
It really is. So,
everything around you, you put there, it's a reflection of you. So, you know, this is the Tracy show. This is the Julia show. I mean, it's all about you. And so this is the universe of you.
It is. And to each of the audience members, this show is all about you.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did a show like that. Do you know that? It was a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. I remember that. Yes. Yes.
That's when you came on my show.
Exactly. Yes. The universe of you.
Yeah. It's all about you.
It's all about you. And it is true. Because your world, you are the center of your universe. Mm-hmm. And everything around you, you have placed there to experience from, learn from, grow from. Or just enjoy.
So, well, and you are the creator of your reality too. So,
right. Yeah. And that's where it's, you know, look at what's there. Is it, do you like it? Is it what you want? If it's not, well, then you're the one that has something to say about that. And if it's not what you want, if it's like, then there's probably something that you're trying to learn from it. And so, okay, well then, get on with it, and then you can get to the next layer, the next whatever. But as you get this awareness keeps coming in, this is where then you start realizing, okay, let's move through these things and let's quit the good stuff, and let's have more good. It's not mm-hmm. all necessarily. I mean, we can create it to be good learning, where these other things come through and everything go through faster. We don't have to sit with them for years.
No, we do not. And you know, how many of us thought about that, where we went through cycles and cycles and cycles, and it's like, why does this always happen? This is like the fifth time this has happened. And each time you're taking up all this time on this same cycle. And then we learn that we could really get the lesson like that if we really just sit with it and look at, what's the lesson? What is this teaching me? Ask questions. Go into your high self. Go into your inner being and ask the questions.
Exactly. Just get quiet. And that, this is good, because we'll get, because everybody thinks, how do I do it? How do I do it? And it's just getting quiet.
Challenging, by the way, just saying right here. Right.
It can be, especially if you're not used to it and you're into the cycle of everything going on, and you keep everything really active and busy around you so that you won't think. And you want to keep constantly things playing and going so that you won't get quiet with your thoughts. Just let that one gel for a minute. But that's what you want. And it doesn't take, it's not like you have to be a yogi or a guru or anything like that sits there for hours and hours and hours to do this. I mean, it can be done that fast. What was that?
I think that might be an inside joke. We didn't do that on this show. Or did we talk about it?
I don't remember if we did or not. Anyway,
if you hear someone snapping, that means you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
It means you're evolving and you're on track and you're doing good.
So here we go. Listen. This is for you.
Woo!
Okay.
Because we know you're that good.
That is right. So... But that's the thing. Sometimes we feel like sometimes these lessons or these things can take so long, but they don't. They can happen in a flash. It's just a matter of awareness. As soon as you bring your awareness to it, it will happen. And like I know that what your situation that you recently had, it was as soon as you acknowledged it, it was just gone.
Yep.
So, and that's how fast it is. It's like, oh, I get it. This is from this. Yeah, it healed, exactly. And that's the same thing. And you can feel those emotions. And go ahead and allow yourself to feel the emotions and then get quiet. And it's like, okay, what's going on here? Why am I reacting this way? What is going on? What do you want me to know? And that is
and quiet. Question.
Yeah,
come in.
Exactly. Get quiet and listen. And it may come as a hunch. It may come as a feeling. It may come as something you hear or you know. Don't underestimate the power of knowing.
Yeah.
Knowing is huge. Anyway, whatever comes in, and it might not come in that immediately, but it can. Allow it to. If you will allow it and to do that, it can. And then, just now that you've got that understanding, now you have something to go on. If you're not sure, you will probably get confirmation of it. I always got like three different confirmations of whatever I would hear. And it might be like people coming to me. It's usually people coming to me or I might hear on the radio or on the TV or something. But something that happened, it'd be almost the exact words that I heard, understood something. And that was just confirming for me what I heard. And so you will get confirmation. Okay. So allow that. And then that will tell you, because our first instinct is not to believe. It's like, no, I'm not hearing anything. Because that's that blah, 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 blah mind in there trying to and just take up the space and not. But if you'll get quiet, it will be there. Your answers are immediately there. And then just there. Because that's what it's there for. It's to help you. It's to help all of us. This is why we're here. This is what we're doing. These are things we put in here to help ourselves grow.
What about, this is just popping in, what about when you stub your toe or you bump your elbow or, you have something physical happen? Because I've had people go, well, no, I injured myself there.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Okay, well, those are kind of two different things. I mean, there's one thing to injure yourself, and there's another thing to stump your toe and bang your elbow, things like that. I look at what was happening right at that time. If you're stumping your toe, so something trying to get your attention. Mm-hmm. So, like, what were you thinking? What were you talking about? What was someone else talking about? What was going on right then when it happened? Because it's trying to bring attention to it. It may have been trying to make an exclamation point, something. But you'll understand if you'll just look at it that way. It's like, okay, what was happening right then? You'll get your answer, something like that. Okay, now, but an injury, because an accident is never an accident.
Right.
So let's say you fall, you break your arm or something like that, that happened for a reason. So let's say you fall and you break your leg. Legs are so much easier to interpret.
Okay. let's pick an easy body part and let's injure that.
Yeah. Legs are, they just are. And I love how they communicate about them. But anything, your legs, your hips, your knees, your feet, your ankles, anything to do with that, those body parts, that's what helps you to walk, right? That you walk with those. And that's, so let's look on a broader thing. You're walking, so those are what take you on your path. They call them locomotors. That's how we move on our path, or with our legs, our feet, our knees. All those parts are what keep us moving forward or in our direction. So it's that, see, that's that general thing. So let's say if you fell, and if you were in a car accident, whatever, and you broke a leg or something, well, then that has something to do with your movement on your path. Mm. And that's what the message is. It's like it's trying to tell you either it's the wrong direction, you're not, you need to change, shift gears, you need to get moving, or, sometimes you have to look at exactly where the break is. That can be something. If it's in joints, that has to do with flexibility. So it might be flexibility with movement on your path. So it seems like that. So that's where your messages come from. That's where the book is handy in helping you understand exactly how these parts, because you look at what does the body part do, and then whatever symptoms you're having, however you're manifesting your symptoms, there is the message.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've had it before where I'm one of those people that even when I'm sick, I'll go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, oh, no, I got to go. I got to go. I can't afford not to go to work. And so then my body would get really sick to where I had to stay home. There was no going to work. And then I'm not resting and enjoying it. I'm sick.
Yeah.
And in bed and doing it that way.
Right. And what your body's trying to say is you need to rest.
Take a break. Yeah.
You got to take a break. You're going too hard. Your body's suffering from this. I mean, you can't keep doing this emotionally, mentally, physically. All these things are suffering. You need to rest. You need to recharge. And so if you won't do it, it'll do it.
Yep.
You will put yourself down. Remember, this isn't big, bad, evil monster. This is you, your higher self. It's a bigger part of you that's doing this to yourself. It loves you.
Yes.
Go to bed and rest and take care of yourself.
And when I gave myself permission to start doing that and taking like a personal care day or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. and just shutting off phones and taking a day off or whatever, I stopped, knock on wood, getting sick. Or, you know, having that pattern anyways of wearing myself out to the point where I'd be vulnerable to getting sick. So, yeah.
One thing, okay, I like that you did that. Knock on wood, blah, blah. It's like we have to do all these things. Get us, you know, anything. It's just a matter of changing your concept. You know, it's like, if we believe that we will get sick, then we will get sick. But if we don't believe that we will get sick, then we won't get sick. Okay? Yeah.
And so if it's not, like, it doesn't have to serve a purpose. We get the message.
Exactly. Yeah. And so sometimes if you are getting something, that's probably what it's about, is just you need to rest. So now just be kinder to yourself and allow yourself to rest. And then you won't need to go that route. You won't need to have this illness to put you down so that you will take care of yourself and rest. Just take care of yourself and then believe that you don't need those things to do that. You don't need that kind of a message.
Exactly.
Okay, the only time it might come around is if you're doing that to yourself again. See, that it has a purpose. See? that's how I love about it.
Perfect.
Okay, I think we've got a couple minutes yet. It's gone by so fast.
Oh, it's 5:55 over here, so everybody buckle up. It's time for change.
Yep.
Change
locomotion. Oh, they're saying, okay, very quickly, pull a card. Just pull a card.
You want me to pull a card?
Yeah, just very quickly.
Oh, this will be fun. Okay. Oh my God, what deck? What deck? I'm going to do is this one. Okay.
Just pull a card. And then just, well, this is for everybody. This is for today. This is for us. So.
Too much going on all at once.
I love you. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Consider a more playful approach.
There we go. There we go. Don't you love it?
Oh, that was so appropriate, wasn't it?
Yep. Absolutely.
That's funny. So I love spirit.
That must be the message that we really needed to get out. Okay. So if you want to learn more, we're about out of time now. If you want to learn more about classes, the QHHT classes that are coming up, go to QHHT.com or DoloresCannon.com, and you'll get all the listings and everything that's happening. Let's see. If you want, what else is going on? So we have the classes. We have the shows. I won't be doing any live shows for a few weeks because I'll be off yonder. And I will be thinking of you. I'll be here in spirit with you. And I love you all. And then Tracy, if they want to find you and find out more about you, what do they need to do?
Just go to TracyMahan.com, and I spell it with an I-E, so TracyMahan.com, and everything you want to know about me is right there, and that's the easiest way to find it.
Yeah. If you want to get Soul Speak, I have a link from my Facebook page, Julia Cannon Soul Speak, to it, also from JuliaCannon.com, and also, you know, you can get it at Ozark Mountain. Public OzarkMT.com. See, it might be easier to get it from one of my pages. It's easier to understand. Amazon, there's all kinds of places you can get it, but Soul Speak, the language of your body. I love you all, and just be the beautiful, shining, wonderful people that you are, and the bright lights, and they're still made crystals. So crystalline energy.
Crystals.
And I love you all. Until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yes. Thank you, Julia.